Welcome everybody, Shia number 1379. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Delif Memor Baron Zisa Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe Nufuah Shleim Rafol Yeshua Ben Zion Ben Zisal Necha. Getting back to our Malacha of Mechatech, measured cutting. So an interesting thing, we've been talking about that we know by now that in reference to cutting something, right? When is there an issue of Mechatech, cutting something down to measured side, when you have Kavana for that size of the item, and also you're going to use it, make use of that size, like we spoke about last year in reference to a pill. Rav Shlomo Zalman, Zech Tzadik Levrach, brought down Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa on the bottom, the Aris, that that would not be counted because the person eats it, whatever. So in other words, you have to cut something down to size and use it for that size and have kavana for that size. So there are various different conditions. So with that, the safer Kovitz Halachis, and from a Talmud of Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, Zalzayin Gezunt and Stark, he wrote beautiful Sefer on Shabbos and Yom Tov and other various different things in conjunction with his Rebbe. So he writes over there in the Malacha Mechatech and Perig Lamed Zayin in reference to if somebody has a lot of times on grape juice or wine or these things, you have like a either a plastic or you have like a, you know, some sort of a wrapper up on top, right? You have it on top of the cap, and we're not talking about breaking the cap. That's not the issue. You have a wrapper outside of the, it's usually I think it's plastic on top of, let's say, a grape juice bottle or something like that. So you try and open it before Shabbos, but let's say somebody got stuck and they have to open it on Shabbos. So just to take off that little wrapper, that plastic wrapper that's around the bottle, again, you're not, nothing to do with a cap or anything like that. So you tear it off and you throw it out. So that's okay. You got to be careful not to tear into the lettering. A lot of times on that plastic wrapper that's around the grape juice bottle or the wine bottle up on top, so a lot of times you have lettering on that. You be careful not to cut into the lettering. But he brings down over there that sometimes you have a perforated line. So you have a perforated line and it makes it easier when I snap it off, when I break off that piece of paper, that piece of plastic, I should throw it out. So that's fine if somebody couldn't open it before Shabbos. But now the question is, could I do it on the perforated line? Because really, in essence, I'm doing it and it's I want to, like, sort of like if you'll say, well, I'm doing it on the perforated line, so maybe I want a specific size, a specific way to take off that plastic that's around the grape juice bottle. So he brings down, interesting, from his Rebbe also, that Lamaisa, that a makbid alamida klal, a person in such a case, a person is not interested in any size over here. Farak roitza likra yuhatifa mina bakbuk be'ez oifin shahi. In other words, he brings down from his Rebbe, I just want it off. I just want to tear it off. That's all. Okay, be careful not to tear into the lettering. But assuming that there's no lettering, the only question is over here, a perforated line when I'm tearing off this this plastic wrapper around my grape juice bottle or around my wine bottle. So I'm not tearing it because of the fact that I want a specific size. It makes it easier. Fine, so it makes it easier. My intention is to get the plastic off the bottles I could use, the bottles I could drink from the bottle. I'm throwing out the plastic. That's number one. I won't be using this plastic at all. So the fact that even if you'll say, well, I had kavana to tear it specifically on the perforated line, there's no kareya manasal sakin. I'm not saying over here that there's no tearing for a constructive purpose because you're throwing this away. I'm not using this plastic, right? You're tearing, as we know in general, tearing something that's cut, that's a wrapper around food is allowed to be done as long as you, right, let's say it's something in a bag, food in a bag, you're allowed to tear the wrapper as long as you don't tear into the lettering. You have to be careful not to tear into the lettering. So this wrapper you want to tear off that's around the grape juice bottle, around the wine bottle, you tear it off, you throw it out. So it's not, there's no constructive purpose. So to say that you're tearing for a constructive purpose, you're not. You're throwing it out, fine. And you're getting to the food that's inside the juice, the grape juice, the wine, whatever, fine, that's good. But now the question is, what about on the perforated line? What do we do with that? Because maybe that's a question of Mechatech. So the answer is no. He brings down that Lamaisi, you just want to get it off. You're destroying it. You have no intention. Couldn't care less. Perforated line, not perforated line. So you'll say, yeah, but when I tear it on the perforated line, it makes it easier. So what? There's no Isser in making, there's no Isser in Mechatech as far as when you're making something easier. You have to have in mind a specific size and to use it. I'm tearing it off I don't have a mind on the size. I couldn't care less what size it is, and I'm throwing it in the garbage. I'm not using it. So the fact that it makes life easier by you tearing on the perforated line has nothing to do with mechatech, so it would be no problem to tear that off. Again, as long as you do not tear into the into the lettering, and sometimes the lettering is on the perforated line, so you do have to be careful, but assuming that there's no lettering on the perforated line, just the fact that you tear this plastic on the perforated line and now you're throwing it out, it would not be a problem. As opposed to if somebody tears, let's say, a tablecloth, right, on a perforated line. So there you have a problem because I want a specific size. We spoke about a cleaner's, let's say, a bag on a roll, like a cleaner's for my suit, right? I need a specific size to fit my suit. So I'll tear a plastic bag off a roll, right? So besides the fact that you're tearing for a constructive purpose because of the fact I will now be using this bag, right? Or let's say I tear off a bag to use something, and I need this bag for a specific food, a specific size, right? So now I need a specific size. I need this bag to fit my suit. I need this bag to hold my food, whatever specific size. And plus, besides the fact we said that that's tearing for a constructive purpose, I now have a usable bag, or I now have a usable tablecloth, right? I tear a tablecloth off a roll. I now have a usable tablecloth. So I'm tearing for a constructive purpose, number one. And number two, I'm tearing on the perforated line, but not because it's easier. I'm tearing on the perforated line because it fits my table, because that's the size, right? That's the size of my table. Let's say I have a 6-foot table. I'm just giving an example, right? So these tablecloths I know are 7 feet, 8 feet, and that's exactly what fits my tablecloth. So therefore, I tear it on the perforated line, and this will fit my tablecloth, and this is the size I need. So therefore, that would be the Isser of Mechatech plus Kareya. So it's actually a double doozy, as they say. You'll be over two malachas. Number one, Mechatech min HaTorah, even though you're tearing with your hands, right? Because that's the regular way over here. And number two, Kareya min HaSlasakin, tearing for a constructive purpose. So the point I just want to bring out today is he talks about wrappers around bottles, but the same thing would be any wrapper if somebody tears off some sort of paper or something like that around the bottle or around the food or something like that. And it's on the perforated line. So the fact that you tear in the perforated line doesn't make it, that's not machatech. Again, even if it doesn't have to be b'dafka on a bottle, it could be anything. You're tearing it on a perforated line, you're throwing it out, right? I don't have in mind any intention. If I tear off some sort of a wrapper around the candy, let's say, or something like that, again, in the case in time where it's allowed, there's no wording, no problems as far as lettering, but there's just a question of a perforated line, like we spoke about the ketchup packets or the sugar packets. Again, the same thing. Again, I'm just throwing it out. I just want to tear off the wrapper. I just want the food that's inside. I couldn't care less about the size, number one. Number two, I'm not using it. I'm throwing it out. So therefore, all these things in general are no problem. Unless you're doing it for the tablecloth or the bag on a roll, and then you have taka two malachas on your hand. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and bracha kol tuv.